Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, June 26, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate updates coverage on Ensilica PLC, NC, mid-year update 1H 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Ensilica PLC during the mid-year of 1H25. Ensilica PLC continued to build on its strategic initiatives and market strengths, achieving significant milestones in automotive, industrial, healthcare, and satellite connectivity applications for mixed-signal ASICs. The global ASIC market is projected to reach $25 billion by 2030, and ENC is well-positioned to capitalize on this growth. The company reported revenue, adjusted EBITDA, and net income of $2 million and $1.2 million respectively for 1H25. Despite a temporary setback due to customer delays, ENC's outlook remains positive, with expected revenues of £19 million to £20 million for FY25 and £33 million to £35 million for FY26. ENC has demonstrated strong momentum with a memorandum of understanding with a major European satellite operator and releases two chips for sampling into the satellite broadband market.
Network news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, BREA, sees 245% surge in Juve Stabia valuation following promotion playoff run. Brera Holdings PLC, a company focused on global football club ownership, saw a 245% surge in the valuation of its portfolio club SS Juve Stabia in Italy's Serie B for the 2024-25 season. The club's value rose to $32 million following a successful on-field performance and promotion playoff run. Brera acquired a 52% stake in Juve Stabia on June 20, 2025, after receiving FIGC approval. Executive Chairman Daniel McClory attributed the growth to Brera's operational and player development strategy. Neurosense inches closer to pharma partnership as Canadian regulatory progress turns heads. Neurosense Therapeutics has completed a key pre-submission meeting with Health Canada for its ALS drug PrimeC, potentially paving the way for fast-track approval in Canada. The positive outcome could also advance negotiations for a partnership with a global pharma player. With strong Phase 2B data and the potential for $100 to $150 million in revenue from the Canadian market alone, this milestone could be a catalyst for regulatory progress and investor interest. Neurosense may be on the brink of a significant development in its ALS drug journey, attracting attention from the market and potentially setting the stage for accelerated approval and a major partnership.
Rock breaks. ES Gold Corp. OTCQF closes 3.6 million private placement to advance Montauban project. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE EU and on the OTCQB as EZAF, has successfully closed a private placement, raising $3.6 million to advance the Montauban project. The financing, oversubscribed and backed by strategic investors, will support mill circuit construction, mobilization at the project, and general working capital. Each unit issued includes a common share and a warrant exercisable at $0.91 for 18 months. The company also issued finder's warrants and paid finder's fees. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation with projects in Quebec. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
Royalty Management Holding Corporation regains full compliance with NASDAQ listing standards. Royalty Management Holding Corporation has regained full compliance with NASDAQ listing standards after completing its annual shareholder meeting, as detailed in the Form 8K filed with the SEC on June 26, 2025. The NASDAQ confirmed compliance with listing rules 5620, closing the matter. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed gratitude to NASDAQ for their cooperation. Royalty Management focuses on acquiring and developing high-value assets to benefit shareholders and communities. Forward-looking statements in this press release should be considered in the context of SEC filings. For more information, visit www.royaltymgmtcorp.com.
From chaos to control, the Virtus Infracap U.S. Preferred Stock ETF's potential to deliver value in a dynamic market. Amid a complex economic and geopolitical environment, investors are turning to safe haven assets like the Virtus Infracap U.S. Preferred Stock ETF's ARCA PFFA. Managed by Infrastructure Capital Advisors, PFFA invests in preferred securities of U.S. companies, aiming to deliver monthly income and capital appreciation. With the Federal Reserve holding interest rates steady and reduced growth projections, income-generating assets like PFFA become appealing. Escalating tensions in the Middle East further highlight the need for safety. Led by CEO J.D. Hatfield, PFFA's active management process sets it apart, offering a rare balance of high yield and stability. Through PFFA, retail investors can access the benefits of preferred securities usually reserved for institutions, providing a preferred alternative in navigating market uncertainty. EdgeBoost named preferred payment method for World Series of Poker Event Series. EdgeBoost by Edge Markets has partnered with World Series of Poker to become the preferred payment method for tournament players. The EdgeBoost debit card offers ease of payment, safety, and exclusive perks. Players can now make entries up to $250,000 through PayPal checkout, eliminating the need for large cash deposits. This partnership aims to enhance player safety and experience, setting a new standard for the gambling industry. EdgeBoost is sponsoring an exclusive lounge at the WSOP in Las Vegas, offering cardholders a private space with refreshments and autograph sessions from poker champions. EdgeBoost is revolutionizing gaming with instant access, security, and control, making it a game changer for serious players.
Sportradar targets opportunities in Brazil. Sportradar, a leading sports technology company, is seizing new opportunities in Brazil's regulated sports betting market. With the industry projected to more than double in the next 5 years, Sportradar is well positioned to benefit. Through strategic partnerships with major leagues and federations, such as CBF and CBV, the company is actively monitoring betting patterns to protect consumers and ensure integrity. Sportradar's proven playbook for global expansion, as seen in the U.S., is now being applied in Brazil. The company is also launching its iGaming strategy in the country, leveraging its expertise to help operators reach new clients. With a strong leadership team and a commitment to the region, Sportradar is poised to lead the way in Brazil's evolving betting landscape.
Vertical IQ and Ignite sales partner to streamline industry intelligence integration for financial institutions. Vertical IQ and Ignite Sales have partnered to streamline industry intelligence integration for financial institutions. Vertical IQ's content will be integrated into the Ignite Sales engagement platform, making it easier for business banking sales professionals to access valuable industry insights in real time. This collaboration aims to enhance customer interactions and simplify the user experience for financial institution clients. By embedding Vertical IQ content directly into the Ignite platform, bankers can access key industry trends and financial benchmarks without switching between platforms, resulting in more knowledgeable and confident bankers. The integration is currently being rolled out with joint financial institution clients and is expected to be available to all Ignite sales users in Q4 of 2025. Neuralbase achieves full compliance with new OTCID basic market requirements. Neuralbase AI Ltd., operating as BMP AI, has achieved full compliance with the new OTCID basic market requirements ahead of the July 1, 2025 launch. OTC Markets Group is transitioning its pink current tier to OTCID, a structured market that enhances transparency and trust through required disclosures and verified company profiles. Neuralbase AI has completed key initiatives such as subscribing to the OTC Disclosure and News Service, filing current disclosures, and maintaining an updated OTCIQ company profile. CEO Vignesh Dobale emphasized the company's commitment to transparency and governance, ensuring investors can trade confidently. Neuralbase AI is now recognized as current and compliant under the OTCID Basic Market, strengthening its credibility and visibility among broker-dealers and institutional platforms.
U.S. sourcing heads look to India for CNC machining solutions as global trade shifts continue. U.S. sourcing heads are increasingly turning to India for cost-effective and reliable CNC machining solutions as global trade shifts continue. Rivexa, a digital sourcing marketplace by M Junction Services Limited, a joint venture between Tata Steel and Steel Authority of India Limited, is witnessing a surge in sourcing activity from U.S. procurement professionals. This trend is driven by the need to diversify supply chains and mitigate volatility in traditional manufacturing destinations. India's manufacturing base, with a skilled talent pool, digital infrastructure, and production capabilities, is seen as strategically advantageous. Through frameworks like the U.S.-India Trade Policy Forum, industrial collaborations are encouraged, benefiting sectors like engineering and component manufacturing. Rivexa connects global brands with verified Indian manufacturers for CNC machining services and other industrial processes, offering a streamlined procurement experience.
U.S. SIF and Trillium Asset Management announced George Gay as winner of 2025 Joan Bavaria Award. George Gay has been selected as the winner of the 2025 Joan Bavaria Award by U.S. SIF and Trillium Asset Management. With over 35 years of experience in values-aligned investment solutions, Gay has been a pioneer in the sustainable investing community. The award, presented at the 2025 U.S. SIF Forum in Washington, D.C., honors leaders who embody the collaborative and innovative spirit of Joan Bavaria. Gay's commitment to mentorship and community building has left a lasting impact on the industry. Previous recipients of the award include influential figures in gender lens investing and climate change advocacy. U.S. SIF and Trillium Asset Management continue to advance sustainable and responsible investing practices to create a more resilient and equitable planet and society.
Rock breaks. As gold continues to shine, Lahontan Gold Corp., LTQBLGCXFF, offers compelling investment opportunity. Amidst economic volatility and geopolitical tensions, gold remains a top safe haven asset, sparking interest in gold mining ventures like Lahontan Gold Corp. Lahontan is a key player in gold exploration, with four projects in Nevada's Walker Lane known for its mineral wealth. The Santa Fe Mine, Lahontan's flagship asset, has a history of yielding significant gold and silver. With plans to advance towards production and update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment, Lahontan offers investors a compelling opportunity in the precious metals sector. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp's website at https://lahontangoldcorp.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.